God, I'm nervous.
Oh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to yet another classic, another exciting, another attractive podcast, another enticing podcast. Tonight's show is brought to you by... This is not looking like it's in focus.
I think it's a focus, but you have too much headroom.
No, I think Kevin did something.
Let's criticize Kevin off the bat.
Kevin did some fucked up shit.
Focus
what
looks...
Kevin, I want to know, what were you doing with the camera?
Look at that.
The camera's out of focus.
The one that you're on right now. So I'd like to know what you did to the camera.
Autofocus?
I'd
like you to apologize
screen.
To everyone watching and let them know what you did to the camera. Go ahead.
I see crisp.
Okay, it is looking really good right now.
Look at that headroom.
It is looking really good right now.
Bring it down.
But
bring
that doesn't
down.
Explain what you did to the
bring
beginning.
Bring it down.
Give me the wide.
We're good.
Okay, bring it down.
Please.
Nailed it, Kev.
Your gags do not work here. Please. Okay, we have a sponsor, and now we haven't even gotten to it. Today's podcast is brought to you by DuPont. DuPont, they poisoned the water supply of a town.
The
movie is
that.
About it's, shit. There's a Mark Ruffalo movie about DuPont
Flint
poisons the water supply of a town, and our sponsor is that movie, but I don't remember. I just remember the company that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. What is the name of that movie?
Venom?
Venom. I don't know what else it would be. It's Venom. Welcome to the podcast. Tonight we got a lot to talk about, guys. It's our first podcast post game days, and there's so much that's happened before and since then. When was the last
live podcast?
The last podcast we did was the one atop the mountain
and volcano.
The volcano in
New Zealand.
Prior to that, it's been so.
Was it Florida? Was prior to that?
Florida was before that. And
yeah, that was fucked up too.
I haven't probably been on a live podcast in
1,000 years.
I think it's been six.
Yeah,
six
Mine's
weeks.
Been
it feels.
A few years.
It feels
it's
good.
Been a few years for you, Steve.
Oh,
Steve's
years.
Here.
You've got us beat, Steve.
No,
thank you.
Derek got bald.
Oh, what happened? Oh, Derek looks different. Yeah. Derek looks weird this week. Derek looks a little odd.
We have our friend from the UK, Stevie B, in the house. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello.
We're trying to get the UK perspective. We were scratching our heads. We couldn't think of we didn't know anyone from the UK. Couldn't think of anyone.
Not one person.
And then luckily, by the grace of the Queen herself, Steve was in town just for today, so we got him on here. This might be the most refreshing podcast you heard, because you're going to get a worldwide perspective.
Yeah.
And he's going to share what people are saying over there. We're going to talk about Brexit.
Yeah.
Mr.
Bean.
Yeah. We're going to talk about what's the latest with Mr. Bean.
What are the Beckhams up to?
Yeah. What are the Beckhams up to?
Fuck the Beckhams.
Oh, there it is.
That was just a teaser. We're going to get more in depth right after this theme song.
Oh, shit. Oh, the buttons are all mixed up.
All right, after
I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman.
Why the fuck were you doing that? I'm sorry.
You can all see my face now.
Can we see Steve's face now? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, see?
I got a burp that's going to be hilarious.
Ooh, drum roll.
But I tried to time it perfectly.
It's going to be hilarious.
When we came back, it was just a boom, get you, but not quite
it's still,
there
yet. It's still in?
I'll let you know. You'll find. You'll know. Yeah. Oh, you'll know. You'll know.
I can't wait.
Okay, so we got to get off to the fucking races.
Okay.
We don't have time for any more. Okay, we brought up all the UK bullshit at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we ain't getting to that.
That was a joke.
That was all like a kind of a cool intro.
That was a UK bit.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Because, listen, we went to game days. That's it. Thanks, Steve, for joining us this week. we did our game days event last week.
Sure.
Went amazing, I thought.
Oh,
I think it was the best one. I think it was the best one.
You would think by now. Now, I'm just going by the laws of probability.
Yeah.
And I've been to so many events and conventions over the years, and usually there is one year where it's like, oh, that Oh, this year, this convention. This any convention I've been to, there's one year where it shit the bed, or oh, this year was the one where it was da 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 da. Every year has been better. I really feel like with game days, every year has been the best one.
Got it.
So far. There it is. And I had so much fun. California Adventure, had a blast there. Our day one event that we did, you know, the panel with Mario Maker 2 with Donkey and Leah and Gerard playing that with Derek was super engaging and fun.
And I think honestly, like, it was totally like, we don't know what's going to happen here, but timing wise worked out perfectly.
All three levels.
If you would have said, like, when should this be over? I would have said that exact second that it ended. Like, it was perfect.
Because we were worried, too. Like, is the gameplay going to take up too much time? Are people not going to get a Q&A with Donkey or, you know, whatever? Donkey even threw us a curveball. He had a brand new video.
Yeah.
We didn't know he was going to show that until the last minute. It was like, well, yeah, by all means, do it.
That was cool.
And that was great. Timing-wise, it all worked out. Like, people still had time to, like, ask questions. It worked out great.
Well, I found the Donkey bit very stressful. I was at the front of the audience.
Oh,
really? It was very tense.
Yeah. It was tense because they were on the spot, on stage. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
But I was glad. Like, they when the levels were completed by someone, the entire room erupted.
Yeah.
In audience
so that was
laughter.
Great. And honestly, it being game days, I'm always kind of remiss sometimes that, like, we don't have more game-related stuff.
Yeah.
And again, not that... I think that's kind of the misconception with, like, you have a gaming audience that everything has to be video game-related. We've never felt that way, even with our videos. You know, it's like that whole culture appreciates other things. It doesn't always have to be directly tied to a game. But...
True.
Sometimes it is like, it would be cool if there was some kind of gaming thing a little more involved, whatever, and this was it. For me, this was, like, perfect. And then... Neil Hamburger, I was told by many people, was like, a lot of people told me that was the funniest thing we ever had at Game Days.
I think for me, but
people told me that.
I've loved legitimately every guest we've had, which sounds like a dumb bullshit thing to say. No. But it's true. I've loved all of our guests.
Yeah.
But
that's why we pick them. We like them.
They outperform each other.
There have been two performances that I was like, stomach hurts from laughing.
Yeah.
And it was Neil Hamburger and Buckwheat Groats are the two that I think got me like, I can't breathe. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Neil Hamburger. I've never seen him live before. Was so fucking funny, and I've heard his stuff. I've heard his bits.
Yeah,
but to see the physicality, you haven't.
No,
you knew nothing.
You
went in cold.
You went in cold.
Very cold. Yeah.
Okay, good. What did you think?
I thought it was great. Yeah,
as good. Were you like? Because I think like you walk into it, it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is happening? And he comes on stage, and he's holding his three glasses. And he's trying to drink out of them and tell jokes and hold a microphone. And it's like,
so
it starts
good.
Off, it's so fucking, it was great. It was so much fun.
It was incredible. I'd seen him live a couple times. Mm-hmm. And that's how we knew, honestly, Garrett, we've seen him.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, for game days, this guy would shred.
We just knew
so good.
Our fan base would get that humor so well.
His jokes only got more disgusting by the end. And it was great.
Oh, yeah.
People were squirming. It was awesome.
Yeah, dude, I loved watching your dad, Rocco.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was just sitting right in front of me, and he was hysterically laughing. And your mom, I'm not sure if your mom was all the way, got it all the way. She laughed.
Yeah.
She got it. But there are parts she was just like, Dick, I don't know.
Like, he makes so many jokes about like old celebrities and stuff.
Yes.
And then when he started going, Paul McCartney,
yeah.
Beatle Paul, and started shredding on Paul McCartney, that was when I could, like, eight different people looked at my dad.
Yeah.
And he started going,
yeah.
Here it comes. But he was laughing.
Yeah. Plus, I think he more bashed Ringo than Paul. So.
That's true. It was more a dig on Ringo and justifiably.
People in the chat were all saying that another great guest we had. We have, again, so many, but DJ Doug Pound, which also
last
great.
Year, yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly, I felt bad because I was doing other like prep stuff in the back. I didn't even see DJ. I didn't see his set.
DJ Doug
was
Pound was one. That was another dream guest for me. So that was one where I got everything done outside of that. So where when he showed up, I sat down and watched
his
set. I
blew that because I was so busy working on other things that I think I saw like 5 minutes of it. And that was it.
Gerard, who was there, Gerard the Completionist, he also was unfamiliar with
completely
Neil Hamburger.
Cold,
and that was a treat for me because I suddenly look in the back corner and he is like holding his sides, like cracking up and giving me that look of like, is this guy supposed to be making these cracks? Like, is it, yeah. is this supposed to be like
is
this?
Is this intentional? Yeah.
It was a lot like Steve the first time he went on the Jungle Cruise, you know, where he looks, he just gives you that look like, are they supposed to be making jokes?
Is this it was exactly
to,
like
is
that.
Is it supposed to be, that's is a, it supposed a, to be fucking stupid?
That's like Paul McCartney. I don't know if it's Steve.
No, that sounds Steve needs work. I nailed it.
I really hate it when you try and do my voice.
Nah, I nailed it. Because it's kind of hard hearing yourself so
it's
clearly.
A bit shit.
Like,
I know.
Yeah, usually I'm sat at home like fuming because you're doing a really bad job.
I don't know.
He's regionally off.
You
right?
sound different to yourself than the other people. You know, it's like hearing yourself on video.
You sound
so that's
like,
probably what you're hearing. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. You, know, you sound like Manchester United. You need to get, you know, into the ghoul territory.
Exactly.
You know, when Steve's cooking, he's like, the sea salt is really brilliant. You know, it kind of sounds like that. Whatever. Anyway, we can move on. Yeah, we don't have
like
time Paul to
Holland.
Get
we don't have time,
we don't have time to get in the weeds on this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yesterday. Yeah. So, Kevin, practice a little bit more, okay? Thanks. No, but anyway, so all around, everything, it went off without a hitch. There really wasn't. Usually, again, any event, if you're going to throw an event, something's going to happen. Ooh, we got to patch that. We got to fix this.
Ask Tana.
But it really was. I think no complaints.
I think that we have done it so many years now that like there were hiccups, but this time it wasn't a big deal because we could figure it out in 2 seconds because you know we've done it before. So it was great. Those of you who have never gone to game days and you even have the slightest inkling like maybe I should go, you should totally come. Like it's so much fun. We have such a great time, and that was this day one, which was great.
Yeah.
Day two was also a ton of fun.
Yeah. At California Adventure.
Yes.
I wanted to, unless there was something along the way you wanted to share through our day there, I did want to share what happened at the end.
Of what?
Of the day at game, of the day at California Adventure.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I think that day got ended with two of maybe my favorite game days moments ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
So... California Adventure, that closed at around 11 o'clock. Now, regular Disneyland across the way closed at midnight. So I planned to go over there with some, because some people have a park hopper ticket,
right,
and they can do that. But I also wanted to go in just like, hey, no, I'm going to assume
well,
most people don't have that.
Well, you recognize that some people can't go over.
Yeah, so I try to like, I like to stay until the last second possible of the park closing. So that everyone, you know, if they want to spend the entire time there and get their money's worth, they do, you know, whatever. So we ended our California Adventure day. I always think it's fun. I don't know. It's just me, but to end on the attraction that is least thrilling.
Sure.
Like throughout the day, you're on roller coasters. You're going on this. You're going on that. I love ending on like a show in a theater or
the somber
whatever.
Day. Well, I love not to interrupt your story, but I love the idea that we once a year there's going to be a ride like or not a ride an attraction like that gets no love at any time.
Exactly.
And then it's like, hey, for some reason, once a year at fucking midnight, it's packed and people are like as amped as ever. What happens?
So California Adventure, we had only done it as a group once before. This is the second one. I think we found our groove. I think the true way to end a day at California Adventure is Turtle Talk with Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you load into a theater and a CGI turtle comes to talk with
you.
From
Finding Nemo.
It's an actor. Yeah, it's the turtle from Finding Nemo. And it's an actor like hidden somewhere using the CGI avatar to talk with everyone there.
But they have a camera so they can kind of see
the
audience.
The crowd, yeah. So a turtle shows up and he's like, yo, let me talk to the dude in the with the black lid over here. And it's a guy in a black hat. And, you know, Crush, what is it like eating kelp all day or whatever? Oh, dude, it's not too bad. You ever tried it? You know, like they talk to each other. It's usually 99% of the time you ever go there, it's kids.
And I don't know who they have for the actor or people who do it, but they fucking are great.
Yeah, they're great. They get a good actor, whatever. So we did it last year. We did it, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was with staff of Disney. They were all nervous about that because they were like, what kind of, you know, there might be kids in here. Hope there aren't any bad questions. You know, hope nobody says anything not totally appropriate, whatever. And honestly, everyone was great when we did it 2 years ago.
Our
it was totally,
fans are
it was totally excellent.
We're respectful again.
And this time, mostly the same. Maybe one question that bled a little bit into blurred the line, but it was generally fine. But one of the first questions asked, let me take a question from the audience. Someone asked, hi, Crush, are you going to be in Kingdom? Is there a plan for Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC? Do you plan to be in the DLC or do you any Kingdom Hearts 3 thoughts? And Crush is just like, Kingdom Hearts 3, is that in Ventura? Like, what is that? And then he went, can you explain Kingdom Hearts? Like, just real quick. And, you know, everyone cracked up at that.
Yeah, after your video.
He just kept playing dumb. And then, you know, is this guy in Kingdom Hearts? And he picked up a Buzz Lightyear doll. And people were like, yeah, he's in Kingdom Hearts. And he goes, oh, I didn't know who this guy was. It just says Echo and Mexico. Oh, I don't know. You know, and throw that aside. But anyway, just totally was dumb about it. And then more and more questions got asked. And then the show ended with, all right, well, thanks, guys. It's been fun. And a little word of wisdom from old crush. Simple and clean is the way that you're making me feel tonight. Goodbye. I mean, it was the Kingdom Hearts theme.
That's lyrics.
Whoa. It's lyrics from the Kingdom Hearts theme. And then he flew off. It was like, somebody said this on Twitter, like the Apollo 11 was successful. Everyone was like, oh!
I saw a video. That was great.
I mean, it just cheering beyond belief. So it was just like, I can't believe I just witnessed that. That was incredible. The crowd went insane. So that, it was like, there was a little more time at California Adventure, but it was like, guys, we're not going to end it better than
that.
Right.
We ended it there. There was only an hour of regular Disneyland being open. So it's like, okay, if you want to hop over and join us, we did. We hit Tiki Room and it was like, hey guys, let's just go straight to Lincoln and wait for the last show. Great moments with Mr. Lincoln. That's how we've ended game days like every year for a few years now. But last year, if you remember, I talked about this on the podcast. People kind of like lightly sang along with the music in Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. There's two brothers on their way. And people were, you know, in the past, there have been like viewings of that where people were like yelling shit and kind of like being insulting.
Yeah.
I'm not down with that. But I feel like if you're excited, clap. And if you want to sing along, as long as you're not interrupting anything.
Yeah.
But last year, I thought we were being pretty respectful. Like, people were just kind of gently singing along. And a Disneyland employee went over the mic like, stop singing, be respectful to those who haven't seen it before. Like, they were really, like, angry.
Oh, my God.
And so it was kind of an uncomfortable moment last year. And I thought we were being totally respectful. So this year, I had a lot of people coming up to me before Lincoln and going, like, hey, Should we all be quiet during this? Like, I don't really know what to do after last year. Do you think that that's going to happen again?
Yeah.
Do you think? And I was kind of like, I don't know. I think as long as we're not yelling dumb shit and we're being respectful, I do what you like. Like, I don't really know. Just don't be rude, you know? But it was kind of like, yeah, what are they going to do? So the show is about to start. We're now about to begin Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And the woman says, in a moment, you're going to be going through the doors into the theater and the show will begin. And just letting everyone know, singing along is encouraged. Like, she actually said, like, and don't forget to sing along. Yeah! I mean, it was just like, oh, my God. Everyone, so somebody said something.
You got the green
Apollo
light.
Apollo 12 landed
and
now.
We got the okay to sing along. Apollo 12, exactly. So we saw the show, lots of cheering, lots of excitement, and then it hit that song. And, yeah, we didn't even hold back. It was just
two brothers
sang proudly. Now, it was a much smaller crowd than last year
because the transfer.
Yeah, we had the transfer over from park to park. But I was sitting in the front row with Donkey and Leah and a whole bunch of people. And I was looking at them specifically because I don't think they were prepared for that. And so when people started singing along, they were just like, does everyone know this song? Like, that was hilarious. But
it
couldn't have been a better, more positive
moment.
They
made it till the midnight crew, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
They made it to the very, very end.
I feel like I'm the only one who didn't get a park hopper this year. And I didn't see Batu.
Oh, yeah, you didn't either, Brian. Oh, my God. Now,
you guys talked a lot about it.
Here's the thing. Rocco came up to me. And this, he was like, he had a serious face on during dinner. And he's like, hey, Sean, after the figure thing, you need to leave and go to Batu. You have a park hopper. You have not seen it.
This is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars land.
Star Wars, yeah.
The planet is Batu.
You're never going to – you haven't seen it yet. You're dying to see it. Just go see it. He's like, you know, that's usually when you leave anyways, but just don't go home like you usually do. Just spend an extra 30 minutes to go check it out. And I was like, okay, you're right. So I did. I checked it out. Dr. Ryan actually took me to the whole group of people.
Shouts out.
Because honestly, I was telling Rocco, it's like when Ryan came, I was like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. Like, I got it. Like, I'm just going to be here for 30 minutes. It's fine. But he's like, no, I'm going to show. And as it was happening, I thought, like, I'm so fucking happy that Ryan convinced me that he needed to come because he showed me everything that I didn't know. He convinced me to go on the ride, which I wasn't going to go on.
Yeah, Ryan can. Hey, Ryan, if you're watching, this is not
in the chat,
an insult.
Yeah.
Ryan can be pushy sometimes.
Sometimes.
But, you know, when you're about to go, because I remember waiting for the car's ride, yeah. Which there's one part of it that makes me really sick. And he's going, yeah, but you're going to do it. Yeah, but you're going to do
you,
it.
When right. you get here,
because you're going on
it.
The ride, right?
Yeah.
And that's just, hey, that's part of his character. I understand. But in situations like that, yeah. It couldn't be better because the whole time he's telling you, no, this is how you're going to see it. This yeah. is how. And it was all the right way to check
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to walk in this entrance.
Yes.
We're going to do it this way. You're going to do this first. And it's like, and then like Ray's walking by, hey, Ray. And then like he got Ray to talk to me. It was just fun. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, so Ryan and everyone who's in that group, thank you. I had an amazing time.
Yeah.
That ride was sick. It was like, I mean, we've talked about Galaxy's Edge forever, but it's my first time seeing it. It was so fucking big. I couldn't believe it. So I was only there again for like a very short amount of time, but
we got to be the pilot.
I got to be the pilot,
Falcon.
Oh,
dude,
sick.
The guy they handed me the thing, and I was the engineer. And Ryan took it out of my hair. Like, no, you're the pilot. And he gave me the pilot thing, and he's like, "You're going at light speed." I'm like, "Fuck yeah, right!" It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was so
same thing happened to me. I got to my first go was the right pilot. It was
yeah, so cool.
That's supposedly
pulling
the hot
that
seat,
fucking
right?
lever, dude. Oh, so cool. Anyways, so thank you to Ryan. Thank you to everyone who went to Game Days.
Yeah,
I met
really.
So many. Awesome new people.
Yeah.
Made so many.
Here.
I feel like new friends. I don't know. It was awesome.
Yeah. Every year it's such a fun experience. Not only going to the parks, that's fun, but that's a thing to do. What makes it what it is how many different people you get to talk to.
Yeah.
People you get to meet. People who, I came in from Alaska. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Jeez. Yeah, I came in from South America. I'm checking this out, you know.
UK's
I came in from the UK. The sea salt is really brilliant. I love Mr. Bean. You know.
They say all
whatever.
Kinds of things over there.
But
Finland.
No, but really, it
Scotland.
Is incredible. And you know what? And I'm going to take it a degree further.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it a little uncomfortably mushy for a second.
Uh-oh.
Because I always feel like I've always had a policy when you get like mushy about like... You know, thanks guys for watching. You guys mean the world to me, da da da. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, smash that like
button. If you
button.
Do it too much, it kind of comes off like a little like desperate, maybe a little bit,
sure.
whatever. But you want to show appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always feel like, you know what? Like once a year.
Yeah. And usually we save it in
the
year.
I'll be a little mushy, whatever. Yeah.
It's like Kevin Smith crying. If you do it too much.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, what's your angle here?
Yeah.
But I'm going to cash in my token right now.
Okay. When it comes in the year, I'm going to say stop.
I'm going to say, hey, thanks, guys. Shut the fuck up. But in all honesty, so many people were there. Okay, Game Day is great. It was great meeting all of them. Okay. But, you know, even throughout the whole day, people were even asking me about, like, this podcast tonight. On the next one, are you finally going to talk about The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Are you finally going to review Death Stranding?
Yeah.
Are you going to finally... And it was just like, you know, the fact that anyone fucking walks up to me and is like, I want to hear what you have to say about this. I am so fucking lucky.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not even talking about you schmucks
I can,
over
yeah.
here.
No, I can relate.
But you know
farts?
What I mean? Steve, come on, please.
I
already
you
said
and,
your segment was
I
over.
Came up to you and said farts, and you
That's true, and I
me.
Said nothing. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's so lucky. If you even have one person in your life that, like, it's so hard to get people's attention or hear, you know what I mean? Like, get yourself heard sometimes.
Sure.
If you have one person that wants to hear that shit,
yeah.
you are set.
Right.
And anything on top of that is fucking gravy. You guys have given me so much gravy, I'm fucking sweating gravy.
You're
I've heard that in the YouTube
it.
Comments before. People have told me that I look like it.
That's dripping. That's a compliment.
Yeah, and I tried to lose weight after that. But the point is, I just can't, like, that meant the world to me. And I'm, like, sitting here now and...
And they're gifting subs
and,
in the chat.
I just can't thank you enough. Like,
yeah.
everybody out there, like, so, again, I could say all day how nice people were and how great they were at Game Days. I say it every year.
Right.
But just to go that extra mile, like, I don't take it for granted. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every week and man, I don't know.
No,
it is. It's amazing getting that. No, it's amazing getting that face to face feedback.
Right.
Yeah.
We're a little disconnected behind the cameras,
well,
behind
yeah,
the screens.
I kept trying to explain that at Game Days to people, and I was trying to tell them like it's weird because you don't get jaded because I don't feel like I'm jaded with this,
mm-mm.
but a lot of times you look at a video and all you see is a number below it. It's a view count, but it's like okay, oh it says 30,000. Oh it says 200,000. That, but you don't think, oh, there's 200,000 faces behind that, you know? And so, like, when you go out to game days, you get to see these people and talk to them, and it's so great and refreshing. And it's like, people tell you, like, oh, yeah, I always watch your podcast and I'm on the train on the way to work. Or you just hear these little stories that's like, oh, I never thought about that.
And I can relate because I think about the podcast and the radio programs that I listen to on my way to work and how much I love those with all my heart. And it's like, holy shit, you feel that way about, like, people told me out of game days, like, how they love Wednesdays when the PPS comes on. It brings, you know, brings their day to a nice close. It's like, oh, hey, hearing that makes me want to keep going every week.
I wish people would care what I think, but...
I care, Steve. They know, already, me.
They know it's just dry British humor, and it's just negativity. They know.
I don't get it.
M Harmony in the chat gave a ton of subs away.
Oh,
just a
second
ago.
Yeah.
M Harmony, thank you. And we're then talking, people are giving bits,
thank
and
you.
Bits and
this is the
stuff.
Love we're talking
this
about.
Is about
I didn't know that getting all mushy was going
like
to
feelings.
Equate to money on the screen. Okay, well, shit. Now I'm going to monetize this.
You know, it's like Kevin
Hilt just gifted all these subs. Shit.
Hey, Kevin Hilt was at Game Days. We got to meet him and he gave us some sick ass fan art.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was in line with him at the Little Mermaid. I always try to like go with different people to everything. I didn't ride the ride with him, but I was in line with him.
Oh, okay.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Awesome guy.
Awesome guy. Very generous guy. I can't say enough good things.
I honestly felt weird. I'm like, I want to talk to you about Rocco, and you can tell me what to get him for Christmas because you seem to know better than I do.
The shit that he sent was really, really cool. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, as always.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
It's the last thing I'm going to say about that. Okay. Anyway, so that being said, I was very tired after the Sunday events, whatever.
Yeah. You need to rest up.
But rested, slept in. Actually, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
He's lying.
I was given like the early, like if you stay at certain hotels, they give you like early morning magic hours, which is you can go in the park before it's technically open and whatever.
That's how all your photos have no person. It's just
facades. No, honestly, that most of the time it's just I just get there right when they open.
Okay.
Like on a weekday at like 8 a.m., if I'm on my way to L.A., I'll stop there and it's like people will rush to one corner and I'll be over there.
I'm always impressed that your Instagram photos in Disneyland have no tourists in them. It's just the beautiful scenery and decorated.
I know how to wait for those moments.
The foliage.
Yeah. Well, in this situation, I was able to go before it opened. And I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me because when the Sunday Game Days event was done, by the time I was done with all my shit, I went to bed probably at 3 a.m. I woke up wide awake, 7 a.m., and went, I could go in California Adventure early. Ooh, Soarin'. And I mean, 7:20, I was in line for it going, what the fuck am I? This was my day to sleep in. And I was off.
That's how you start your morning. The spicy winds of India will wake you up in the morning.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
but enjoy the day. Deep. Anyway, got together with some friends that day, and we made lightsabers.
Oh.
You know, it's such an addicting experience. I had already done it once. I had to. Now, Kevin had never done it before.
Okay.
Yeah. This was his first.
Oh, Kevin, where is
so
it?
So, Kevin.
Fucking love
Kevin,
it.
Kevin, right?
You said you were going to do it.
Oh. Kevin.
This whole time Kevin's been sitting here, he's been going, I should have fucking brought mine.
I should have fucking brought it.
Well, you didn't bring it?
I didn't bring
Kevin,
it.
Kevin, why didn't you bring
it's
the lights?
Home.
I wanted to look at it.
I'll bring
play
it. I'll
with
bring
your
it
saber.
Work.
Fuck.
But, again, what the? Sorry, Brian. We messed with Brian.
Hey, Black
button.
Friday's coming up, though. Good thinking, Brian.
Yeah, Black Friday is coming.
Thanks
soon.
For the Black Parade. My Chemical Romance. Okay.
MCR, baby.
I can't talk.
I was supposed to be, just so you guys know.
What?
Oh. Okay.
No. Brian, you got to fix these things.
Yeah, fix it up.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Let's try one more time. And go ahead. Kevin forgot his lightsaber. Fuck!
Oh, no, Meg! Oh, Meg, I'm sorry!
Poor Meg!
Oh, no, Meg! Kevin, you could have saved her life. Anyway, so I just want... I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I feel like everything I've uploaded in the past 2 weeks has been Star Wars related. So I just want to say... Well, shit, I'm going to talk about Mandalorian later.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, I did make earlier this year when Galaxy's Edge opened the Pimp Saber... Which was purple.
Right.
Hey, why was it purple?
Yeah. Pimp.
One, let's talk about it's Pimp. One. I'll go into the other reasons later.
Yeah, we'll get
but okay. Guys, I wanted to go the opposite. That one was like industrial and metal and Pimp. This one, I wanted to go.
We'll get a close up on this, Kev.
With I wanted to go with all natural material.
Whoa, leather.
That's right. You got that leather. Tooth? That is a Rancor's tooth.
Oh my
it
god!
It is pointy and long and Jurassic. And this is leather. And this is carved wood. That's probably real wood. I didn't check.
Yeah, sandalwood.
And what's the most natural material known to man? That's right. What comes out of them? Piss, baby.
Oh.
Piss sabers. Whoa. In effect.
Wow. May the urine
that's
be
nature,
with you.
Right? Elemental nature?
Elemental, baby. Oh. Okay. This is how we do it. Elemental in style. So you want to go pimp? Go with the other one. You want to go piss?
Talk to
Brown Hilt, right? You see where I'm thinking?
So, yeah.
Thank you.
What would
you
call right
green
front. One?
What
hang
would you
right
call the
green
front. Lightsaber?
The green lightsaber?
Yeah.
Luke's from Return of the Jedi. Why?
Because that's what I got.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. Kevin, what'd you get? Well, we'll find out later, I guess. I mean,
no, but that's what kills me is Kevin got a...
I got the most badass lightsaber you've ever fucking seen in your life.
Well, I haven't seen it.
He got a blue one that was, they call it Peace and Justice, where it's like original trilogy kind of Jedi lightsaber.
Jedi style.
That's what I got.
And you know what? When he walked out with it, this is how fucking... It's addicting. Like, I made this and I was so happy. And then he walked by with his and I'm like... I'm going to make a fucking third one.
Oh, my
God. One of these days. Whoa. It was so elegant and slick and, like, chrome
Awesome. Mine and Kevin's are pretty similar, I think.
Yeah, now,
I think you did that, too?
You didn't bring yours?
When I go shopping, I do a lot of, like, I don't just pick it up and I do a lot of thinking before I do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can think this is a problem for me. Like, if I were to do this, I would just be sitting there for like,
It is a problem for me, too. It takes me a long time to, like,
I can
reconcile.
I got such anxiety trying to put mine together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the woman had to go, okay, close your eyes for 3 seconds.
Yep.
And then when you look at the parts, you'll know exactly which ones to do. Still didn't know.
She's trying to hypnotize you.
She's trying to help you.
So
it's stressful.
So you'll be
stressed. $200, and if I hate some part later, I'm like, I fucked it up. Why did I pick this piece?
No. When you know, pencils down. When you know, you know.
Now, I will say, though, I have heard, I haven't done this, I have heard that if you approach that shop, because the whole in-character thing in Galaxy's Edge is... we're a scrap shop.
Yeah, it's not a lightsaber workshop.
Yeah, we're not a lightsaber shop. No, we're a scrap shop. And it's only when you go in, you pay the thing, and you go in, they close the doors, and they go, okay, no one here is with the first order.
Real talk.
Okay.
No Imperials.
Real talk.
Right?
We're making lightsabers.
Oh, shit.
But I've heard that you can go there and ask to see the scrap, and they will... You can pick those parts for like $20. They'll give you like some parts.
Another thing I think would be cool to do is to close your eyes the entire time and use the force and then see what you get.
I'm just going to go around.
A true force saver.
Boom, and this is what the force shows for me. I would be better with that, I think, than picking myself because I'm going to fuck it up if I do
I felt like I was the only one in there. We had a room full of us.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was the only one that was like panicking.
Yeah.
And I was just used to it from the first time, but I was still going like, I kind of went into this one knowing what I wanted. I wanted the all natural parts with the leather thing and the piss and you know whatever.
Do they explain piss and teeth?
Oh yeah,
it's a Guro saber. Do they explain the kyber crystal and that the saber gets its power from the kyber crystal?
Dude, they go into that and then they go into each type of crystal. Like, this green one that was
a gender reveal.
Yes.
The room changes color.
Yes.
It's like a gender reveal, except white people don't kill fields full of people.
No. No explosions.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Like, they did one by air and the plane crashed.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, white people, you gotta stop.
They also did one that was a pipe bomb and exploded and killed a lady who
killed
was 40
grandma.
Yards away.
Kill the grandma.
Yeah. Anyway, but
so
yeah.
They explain, because I would have never thought that my Star Wars visual dictionaries that had, like, the cross-section of a lightsaber, and it had the kyber... It was all this, like, expanded universe shit that I thought, like, well, it's cool for this book.
Dude,
but it's real?
Inserting the kyber crystal is such a, fun thing to do.
First off, they have... I mean, I haven't done this. I've seen some videos because I looked it up. But it's, like, different colors. So you can choose your crystal, And then fuck.
And that's how you get the color. That's how you get pissed.
That's how you get the color.
Red was sold out.
Wow.
Oh, see, that sucks.
So many evil people in this world.
The colors they give you at the thing are red. Are the ones in the movies. Red, blue, green, whatever.
Yeah.
Yellow was actually, that is not there. You actually have to go to another location and they have yellow crystals there.
You have to go piss.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went.
You make that.
Originally, what was that? Green?
I got green, yeah, and I swapped it out because I was like, well, green's natural, and I'm a fan. Luke, Return of the Jedi, what up? But I needed the yellow crystal. So
apparently, Ryan was saying, you know, the new Jedi Fallen Order game?
Yeah, this is what I was going to bring up
apparently,
next.
Apparently, the lightsaber parts are exactly like the Savvy Workshop ones.
Well, yeah, when you build a lightsaber in the game,
it's
the same parts.
This is the best news because I can have all this stress and anxiety at home.
Yeah.
And then
finally,
I'll make. First off,
that's smart.
Disney is fucking genius because they're going to get me to get this fucking lightsaber that I have.
And the game.
I have the game.
Oh, you have it?
Oh, dude, I got that game. So I watched, I'm like, I don't know. It's a Star Wars game, EA. And then someone's like, it's like Uncharted with lightsabers. And I was like, I'm in.
No, it's like Dark Souls.
I fucking got it.
Yeah, it's like the Dark Souls of Star Wars.
I heard
it was Dark Souls of Star Wars.
Soulvania.
Death Stranding's the Dark Souls of Star Wars, I thought. Shit.
Yeah.
But this is what I tweeted about this earlier. This is what's cool about Lucasfilm overseeing every aspect. Because some people were like, "Oh, why are they?" Because they designed pretty much everything in the park in the Galaxy's Edge, whatever. And some people were like, "Oh, why is Lucasfilm in charge of that? Let Disney Parks do their own thing." And you know why is? But this is why is it's all tied into the same continuity. And sometimes that is like, okay, well, what's so great about that? But this is what's kind of cool that they're writing all this at the same time. Is now this game is out. Putting a lightsaber together is the same as this physical space that you can go to.
That's cool.
He's eating in the game with the metal sporks that were in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, that's cool.
It's all these little things. You know, I read a comic that Han Solo had a baby Sarlacc that he needed to deliver to Doc Ondar. And when you go to Galaxy's Edge, there is Doc Ondar's store.
And there's
a little fucking little creature in a tube, and that's from that story.
Wow.
You know, all these little things weave into each other. And today, when I got this lightsaber made, I got the blade broke.
Ooh.
It had a hairline crack and it broke.
Too intense.
Playing too hard.
Too
hard.
I went back this morning, I tweeted about it, like, what the hell? And Disneyland actually tweeted at me, like, hey, just bring it by. We'll take care of you.
You dueled with Darth Vader too hard.
I did. So I went early this morning. Yeah. I got there, like, when they open. Went in and they were like, "Yep, no, it's a blade, no big deal."
They take care of it.
Oh, they're like, you're one, and they totally play it in character. Like, oh, you're one of us. No, we'll give us
Savvy takes good care of his own.
So they went into the back room, whatever. And while I'm waiting there, I'm looking, and in this room, it's got all these Star Wars relics, and this creature is hoarded. And I'm looking up there now. Has everyone seen The Mandalorian?
Episode one.
No.
Okay.
I've seen both.
One.
Okay.
Steve, are you excited about The Mandalorian?
Yeah, I'm excited to get Disney Plus in fucking March next year.
Oh, it doesn't come to the UK until March? VPN, bro.
Dude.
But, so I'm in there, and this droid that's in it, there's a droid that gets shot at. And I'm looking, and this droid that has been there all summer is right up there, and I'm like, that has all the blaster marks at the same place that it shot in that first episode.
That's so cool.
And I'm like, all these little things are coming together. Because people, you know what I mean? Like Lucasfilm, all these little things that they did, that was under our nose all year. And the Mandalorian's helmet is over there, and his gun is over there. And I'm like, oh, Galaxy's Edge takes place many years after when the Mandalorian show takes place. So it all ended up there
and
or
same
something.
With this fucking game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, is the show good?
So that's a whole other subject. Where do we start? Do you want to go more about the game?
Game.
Well, you're already talking about it.
You already started.
Yeah, I played like an hour of it, so I'm not that far into it.
Okay.
But let me tell you, with going to Galaxy's Edge, then playing this game, and then seeing like The Mandalorian, and now the trailer for Rise of Skywalker, you would think like, okay, I'm done.
Overload.
I'm fucking done.
Yeah, enough.
I'm fucking done. But I am not, and I was in heaven playing this game. And I don't know, I was kind of checked out earlier this summer of Star Wars. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, but we talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, like, but something happened.
It needed some breath of life.
I guess, but this game is like, it's so fucking cool. Like, it's like, you pull out the lightsaber and you're fucking mowing down these guys, and it's like, this is rules. Like, I don't know. Ooh. I only played an hour of it.
Yeah,
but
I think that franchise needed, for fuck's sake, just a fun single player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it
like
very
Star
action?
Wars was so marred by all this Battlefront and like all this other shit?
Yeah,
it's like, can we just get
a
single player game?
I am so relieved that I'm not Luke Skywalker. I don't know. Nothing to fucking do with that at all. It's this other kid's story and has nothing to do with the Skywalker legacy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of know where he's at in the world because of what's happened through the movies.
Yeah.
But so far, I have not run into anyone that has anything to do with this. And it's like, I just want the world and the magic of it. I don't give a fuck about Chewbacca.
Yeah, and not to jump ahead too much, because I want to talk more about Mandalorian in a little bit. But that is what I am enjoying about that show so much. I'm looking at it and I'm just like, this is the spinoff people wanted. I don't know what the movie side of Disney couldn't understand. All we want is, let's go over here. Oh, shit, there's Jawas over here. Did Tuskens mess with my vehicle over there? All the shit going on when the main shit is not going on. That's all anyone wants, is just explore the world. And it's so weird that the movies kept like, hey, Han Solo. No, I want to get away from Han Solo. Hey, check it out. Darth Vader showed up. And no. You know what I mean? It's like the movies could get. And I'm not even saying like the movies were shit even or anything.
Right.
But it's just. The show captures that. The show, it's like, here's all the fucking dark underbelly shit that is going on.
Dude, I didn't know. I was so pleasant. I'm so pleasantly surprised that it's a different genre almost than other films, too.
Yeah.
It's like a Western.
Yeah. There's so little even spoken in the show. It's just kind of like, anyway.
And
I don't want to get away from the games for too long. But
No, we can talk about this,
we'll
too.
Go, yeah.
But with The Mandalorian, I did feel like that first scene in the first episode, we're in a bar, and it kind of felt like this is like the same cantina, but now the main characters have left, and we're stuck with these guys, and let's see what they're up to. And that exactly,
into
that.
It's the show. I swear to God, they pulled it from my seventh grade psyche. When I was in junior high, I had just discovered Star Wars, and there were rumors of a Star Wars TV show. All I could think was, ooh, give me cantina creatures and bounty hunters and like underworld, like criminal shit. Thank you. They finally did it. It's it just plays into all the. This is all we want to do, is explore this universe and see all these little pockets of it away from the main shit going on. It's that simple.
It's unbelievable. It's written and directed by Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Dude, that guy, man.
He knows how to
knock
it out of the park.
Directing it. I think he wrote it all. I don't know if he directed it.
I thought I saw it directed by, but
I heard that too, but episode by episode. No, it's a different guy. It's a guy who directs like Clone Wars and stuff.
Okay.
Or
Rebels.
I don't remember.
But still,
he did a great job. But
written by Jon. I mean, I guess Homeboy's super familiar with the territory.
I was surprised. I thought he was directing too. He's not directing, but he wrote the whole thing.
Very, very good. I've gotten through both episodes that are out right now.
Yeah, me too.
And really didn't know anything I was in for. And I'm glad I'm catching up like as they're coming out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting stuff spoiled. Because images are popping up online everywhere. Yeah.
It's so funny. Somebody said this the other I thought it was kind of funny. The new Star Wars movies are coming out. You better not spoil a fucking thing. Oh my God. Did you just post an image? I'll kill you. The Star Wars Mandalorian TV show. Oh my God, it just aired 5 minutes ago. Look at this thing. Look at this creature. Don't you love this creature? Oh man,
Don't post that.
Yeah.
It's not under the episode whatever context, so it isn't thought of.
But just if you haven't even started the show, it's like stay off social media.
So I'm sorry I said a droid got shot.
Well, fuck.
I do apologize for that.
Dude, lasers. They got lasers.
Well, anyway, it's the only TV show that I am aware of that I can't think of another one, but that is the whole show's letterboxed. It just occurred to me, they're shooting it in the same aspect ratio as the movies.
Oh,
because I'm watching it and I'm like, because it's in 4K.
Yeah, that is smart.
HDR, it looks incredible. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's the same.
They could put a cut out that would just be all strung together like a movie, I bet.
It's funny that Disney Plus came out and it is pretty cheap compared to other services right now.
Yep.
It'll probably go up one day. I'm not worried about that. This is I'm happy now. And it has so much, whereas Apple has come out, and it's like, oh, here's a couple original shows.
That was a fart in the wind, man. Dude, and you got, hey, you know me. You know I'm Apple cucked, okay? We've made the distinction, okay? I'm going to go on record and say that's a fucking wet fart of a streaming service. Well, it's going to be like, oh, we're just doing original, so here's just a few to start. Now, everything, okay, is slow to start. You know, not everyone's first original is great. Actually, Disney's was. But they've been in the content-making business for a long time.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So they're whatever.
They had backlogged.
Yeah, Apple just had these kind of four kind of dull shows. Like, but I haven't watched C yet, and I didn't want to watch that.
I watched two episodes of that, and if I had to choose one to watch, that would be the one.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. Some things are a little weird, but overall, I was like, I told Rocco, like, hey, you know what? It's an original sci-fi story.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it credit because that's
I'm gonna
so
check it
rare
out too.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Are you guys going to be excited now even more for the Obi-Wan show? Isn't that coming to Disney?
Yeah,
Plus?
Yeah.
Is it Obi-Wan?
And,
oh.
And that, yeah.
Is that real?
No, at D23, they said Ewan McGregor is going to be Obi-Wan
really?
Again.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
Nope, that's a Disney Plus thing. But that's going to be like 2021 or something like that. I'm so down with that. That's a patch of the story. Now that does tie into a main character, and that maybe I don't know if that's the best route, but I will say.
But he's not he's a supporting character.
Obi-Wan's pretty main character, I think, in Star Wars. Would you say?
No. Well, here's the thing.
He's not Luke, Leia, or Han,
prequels. I'm not counting those because those don't exist to me. But the main story of it, it's like he is. Such a fleeting. I mean, he's very important, and he reoccurs a lot.
Yeah,
but I think as like the actor was concerned, it was a short filming thing. You know, it wasn't like it was a lot of work.
Yeah,
I feel like he's always there with you, but like
original trilogy supporting character, prequels main character.
That's
for
what
sure.
I'd say. That's what I would say.
But I will say in defense of them doing a series around another main character.
Sure.
That is a patch of the story that I've always wanted to know about since it started.
The old hermit.
As a kid, I was thinking, what did he do in the desert all that time?
And Ewan McGregor does such a great job as Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Right. Say whatever you want about Super the prequels. Yeah. That homeboy, like, he was the one that fucking developed over the course of the three of it and did a great job. So, I'm down.
The
down
first thing I watched when I got Disney Plus was I got home and my girlfriend had... Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And it was the scene where Duel of the Fates starts playing. I couldn't not... I got to set my shit down and watch this now. And I'm like, all right.
Similar to you.
I haven't seen this in a good 15 years, and it was phenomenal.
First thing I watched was Apple Dumpling Gang. So.
Yeah, I heard.
Hey, but this is what's so cool about Disney Plus is now everyone can watch that movie. Whereas it's a movie that... It's like some obscure old-ass Disney movie with Don Knotts. Like, who's fucking watching this but me? I own a DVD because I love it. But now I can be like, hey, you guys, get an hour of your time free, watch the Apple Dumpling Gang, and see what you think.
Yeah, it recontextualizes everything.
Yeah.
So much of the stuff when it's just sitting dormant or just, you know, hey, I love physical media and I love DVD, but that's not a format that conduces itself to discovery in the way that this does. So now... You know, tens of millions of people have Disney Plus. I can say, hey, check out Return to Oz. And yeah, tonight they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Oh, that's on there? Return to Oz?
Yeah. Watched it last night.
Frunza Bulk?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Dorothy Gale.
Oh, that's such a good... The Wheelers and everything?
Yeah, I watched that yesterday. All this obscure shit is on there.
Yeah.
I think we need a show about Padme.
Oh, that'd be good. I showed the kids Fly of the Navigator.
Like oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd never seen it, obviously.
I love Flight of the Navigator.
And it was the first time, I think, Sawyer and Lennon, it's like a sci-fi twist.
Yeah.
And they were like, what's happening? Where is his family? Why are they older? Like, it was like, what's happening? It was like, this movie
that
rules.
The that shit.
Movie that movie's rule. Great.
Yeah.
It's Paul great. Rubens.
So I'm loving it. It's my favorite service I've ever subscribed to in that regard because it's got all the new shit. Great. But... They didn't forget all this bizarre, obscure stuff in the vault. I watched The Mandalorian. Then I watched the Imagineering documentary series. What is it called? Inside Imagineering? What is it called? Imagineering?
Something like that.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of it.
You'd be the one to
know.
It was so good.
You know.
The creators of it tweeted at me because I kept praising it.
Well, get a better title.
But, you know, they've got... but it's got, you know, like talking about... Imagineering and developing all these rides, and then like they just go through it to like today they walk through the Matterhorn. Here's what it's like walking inside the Matterhorn.
I've always wanted to fucking do that. That's not legit. I'm not being sarcastic. That sounds sarcastic. I'm serious. I've always wanted to do that.
I want to see the tunnels.
So that's the Navigator ride.
The Imagineering story. That's what it was.
Ah,
but then brilliant. But then I've watched all the new stuff, and then I found like, oh, here's just a special of Walt Disney talking about holidays and theme parks. And it's a Walt Disney hosted special that just aired in the 60s.
And
okay, put that on, and it's remastered in HD. This is what surprises me the most is they didn't just toss it all on there like, right. Hey, we got it, but it's all cleaned up and remastered. I put on Davy Crockett, and it was 4K remastered.
Wow.
It's like, dude, they spent time on this.
I mean, not to keep talking about this, but same with Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah.
That movie, who would have thought they would have spent a second on it? And that's the cool thing about this, Rocco, is like, they could have easily, here's Pocahontas and Ariel.
Yeah, who cares? They rest on
stuff
that.
Stuff for you, stuff for me. It's like, they spent fucking time, and it was made with love.
Yeah.
You
have kids, you're
Disney cooked.
Oh, I am. But you,
I am now, I guess.
My kids have never seen Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Okay, the here animated. You go. Yeah, here you go. It's great. You know, like, it's just so many things.
Out of the vault.
Again, I Brexit, I guess. I got that on the brain. Sorry, Steve. I have Davy Crockett on the brain. But that I've always loved Davy Crockett, and there's little elements of it in the theme park still. But like kids today, they don't know what that is. They don't even notice that. Right. But now it's on that service. Kids will just discover Davy Crockett. I would see it when I would go to like convention, you know, the Power Rangers convention, and it'd be like, okay, you know, who knows what this is other than me, okay? But the more you go to them now, there's more and more kids that want to meet these old Rangers because they just flipped through stuff on Netflix and they found it. You know what I mean? And they're watching the old reruns. I love that it's all recontextualized. And that is the one cool thing about these streaming services that it can do.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Legitimately, the biggest TV show right now for high school age people is Friends. Like that, how is that fucking possible?
That's
but
weird.
Netflix brought it back.
Yeah, exactly. It recontextualized.
Right.
So that is pretty cool. And anyway... Disney Plus so far on the content side has been great. Works really excellently.
There's a couple things a little weird.
Yeah. There was a thing where it didn't have like resume. Like when you went back into it, it wouldn't just have a resume thing. But they updated it and it does.
Well, I wanted to watch a movie. I think it was Adventures of Babysitting. Mm-hmm.
Oh
and
my
it
God.
Was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's coming soon. July 2021. It's like,
soon.
Okay. That movie. That's not. One, not soon. But also, like,
over a year.
I get what happened here is you probably gave the rights to that to some other service, and they have whatever.
Yeah.
But don't have a thumbnail for it.
Didn't Seinfeld get advertisers coming in, like, 2012?
Yeah, but
2021.
But here's the thing. It was advertised in the news, which is fine. But there wasn't a graphic, like, Seinfeld on Netflix.
Netflix was promoting it all over, but yeah,
it doesn't
you're
right. say, well, yeah, but it doesn't, on Netflix's service, is not a thing, what you may enjoy, Netflix. Seinfeld. Okay, you click it. Oh, you can't watch it. It's like, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I agree with that. I couldn't believe when Netflix did that, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Seinfeld coming summer 2021. 2 years from now, reruns of a sitcom.
Yeah. That you can watch on Hulu.
Slow news day.
And it's on, yeah, it's on, yeah.
It's on Hulu right now.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, yeah, but in general, I'm really pleased with it. But streaming rights are... complicated.
Yes.
That's the one thing is like, it's cool, but like, I'm even hearing some little behind the scenes murmurs that like a lot of the shit that's on there will leave it in 2027 or something.
Oh, whoa.
Like there's even movies on there now that like Disney could only, that are tied up in ways that still they have to like give it to something else in 2027. Even Disney, their own material.
Yikes.
You know, so who knows what's going to happen.
Mandalorian will go in like 7 years.
If they touch Blackbeard's ghost.
Oh.
Or Apple Dumpling Gang rides again. I'm canceling that shit so hard, Disney, so you've been warned.
You think he wouldn't fucking ride again? I love that he tweeted that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. As of right now, I'm loving it. I hope they add more vintage specials. I'm digging it. I like it. And anyway, Mandalorian got a thumbs up for me. I really fucking enjoyed it. Really liked it a lot.
Definitely.
Oh, and I'll add to the... I'm loving that... All the new stuff on the service is 4K HDR, and they're not charging any more for it. Netflix does charge you more if you want it in that quality.
Yeah.
My bill for Netflix is $16 a month.
Oh, my God.
Whereas Disney doesn't charge for that. It's $7 a month. I didn't even do that. I paid for the year.
Yeah.
So I'm paying like $5.88 a month. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, Netflix, I'm going to watch The Toys That Made Us Season 3 because that came out Friday.
Thank you. Good show.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Then?
And then they're getting The Irishman. Guess what? I went and saw it in a theater.
He's already seen it.
I saw it in a theater.
It's out.
So after I watched this toy documentary, you are...
done. So
I hope enough people cut, because I think we're going to cut Netflix too.
Yeah, I'm cutting the cord.
Yeah, I am. I don't want shit on there.
I think we're going to cut. That's something different, Sean. But it's like secondary cable cutting.
I'm digital cutting cable.
I spent so long trying to find something to watch on it.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
And yeah, I watch like one thing on Netflix every other month.
Their horror selection, I thought this year, was pitiful through October.
It wasn't great, but they got Frasier.
I hope enough people cancel that it lowers. They got to lower the price to kind of compete with Disney.
That's what I'm thinking.
They've been consistently
Disney
raising.
Disney has it all, and you know what? It's a little scary, but...
Yeah, see, that's what sucks, is like... as much as I enjoy Disney shit, I also am equally put off by their empirical rule over entertainment.
Yeah,
I'm still not happy about the Fox thing. I'm not feeling that.
Yeah,
but it's all on this.
But the
service,
Simpsons is on there, which is great.
This is what I mean. It's like monopolies are a complicated bitch.
People are complaining about the Simpsons format.
Speaking of the Simpsons,
shut up. Who
cares?
What though?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
They're right,
Sean. They're right.
Well, I hadn't seen it.
They're right.
What
did
they do?
All they did was zoom everything in to be widescreen. Oh. There are gags cut out.
Well, it's not a comedy show, so what's the problem?
Hey, you know what? People bitched enough, just like with the Sonic movie, that Disney had a thing saying, hey, we're going to fix The Simpsons.
Early next year?
We're on it.
How funny they're going to fix it by just pulling the camera back.
Basically,
On The Simpsons.
They shouldn't have done that, though. That's stupid.
Oh. Or on... Because Simpsons is on FX, and so I was already streaming The Simpsons.
You're a pro.
A long time ago, but they give you the option, like, hey, which one do you want? And you can just choose.
Yeah.
And if you chose full screen, that's what you got. You can choose.
Yeah.
And that's what your decision.
So they probably just didn't have the tech.
People are upset about. Okay.
I don't know why the Simpsons movie was on my flight. And I really want to know why, because it's fucking awful.
You see Bart's dick?
Yeah, dude.
You see his
Spider
dick
pig.
And balls.
Yeah, you don't.
What
yeah,
other movie can you see a 10-year-old's dick and balls?
Yeah, you don't
just
think
The Simpsons?
You don't
go Peter ahead, Porker? Chat. List them.
Thank you very much.
List them.
Thank you very much, Disney Plus.
Flight?
No, I'm watching Disney Plus and started to put that on, and it's like there's this fucking dick on Disney Plus. That's weird.
Oh, I'm canceled.
Make a list of what on Disney Plus has a dick in it. Email podcast
I guarantee you it's just that movie. It can't be anything else, right?
Is there anything rated R on it?
Yeah.
No.
Rides Again.
Yeah. Don't you see Don Knotts' dick?
You see his asshole, though.
His asshole, and then it zooms up to that fucking Don Knotts' face where he's going like,
ooh.
You see Don Knotts' butthole.
It's all hairy and pruned.
Hey, everyone, hashtag Don Knotts butthole and take a picture of yourself making this face.
We're so fucking funny.
Guys, this is what it's
all
about.
This is
what
it's all about.
Improv comedy.
Smash that like button.
Don Knotts comedy, butthole comedy. This is what we're all about. Anyway.
Well, guys, we're out of time, so I think we have nothing else to talk about.
We need to get to our sponsors this week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow, this is going to be a long one.
Yeah, we haven't even got to them.
Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, shop.mega64.com is the place to go if you want apparel, if you want the media, if you want incredible stuff. By the way, Black Friday is coming just around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We did our Black Friday keynote earlier this month. Game Days people, they got to pick up a lot of that
they
stuff
did.
Ahead
and
of
they
time.
Were, it was hot.
And it was red
going
hot.
Going fast.
Very fast.
It actually legitimately made me think to tell you people to be on it on Black Friday at midnight because it was going so fast I thought, oh, there's a whoa.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to be really real. The Death is Certain cat variant sweatshirt was such a hit. Like, I think almost 100% of attendees got it, that it left almost nothing for Black Friday. So we've been like making some more, as many as we can between now and then.
Yeah.
to accommodate that because it was like, oh my god,
we were hit
ridiculous.
With an overwhelming demand, which I thought people would do well. I did not. Yeah. I was not prepared. So we are restocking it. It is in the works.
We felt bad for everyone at home that we're doing our best.
Yeah, but So be. Be here with us. It's always a fun time anyways. Yeah. Like, it's one of my favorite times
of
the year.
Yeah, we'll stream. When it hits midnight on Black Friday, we will do a stream, I'm sure.
Yeah, so join us anyways. Even if you're not going to buy something, be here. But if you're going to buy something, get your finger on the button to be ready.
There's going to be, by the time you watch this on YouTube, the guide to everything Black Friday will be on Mega64.com. So just go there. It lists all the Black Friday deals and stuff like that. So
cool.
Look forward to that. But for today, you could still get some good stuff at shop.mega64.com. And in fact, a past 64-hour special that people really liked is up again. We had some extra stock of it, so we put it up tonight. It's the Not Today Satan shirt. People really like that shirt. This is not up for pre-order. We actually had some leftover stock, and it's first comes, first serve. So if you want it, go to shop.mega64.com or get any of the other stuff available. Friday, we put up the water bottles.
Yeah.
I think there might be like two left.
Oh, damn.
Like we had a lot, and they are... If not sold out, almost about to be sold out. Yeah. And then,
want an eco-friendly, reusable, washable water bottle.
A lot of people bought them at day one and had them day two at Disneyland.
Smart. Yeah. And then the metal 64 shirt went up too, and that's still up. So go to shop.mega64.com. Patreon.com/mega64 is also a great way to get extra shit. If you like Mega 64, you'll get a lot of extra stuff. And you support the show. Everyone wins. There's going to be a lot more stuff from the vault on there. Look forward to that and some more. We played some recent games. We're going to be putting that on there. All kinds of extra stuff is going on there, so check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to keep moving.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, you were right. There are two left. Wow. There are just two
really?
Left. And that is it. That's all we have. I don't know if we're making these again, so you got two.
So get that. I am surprised. We had a lot of those.
Yeah. They're gone. Hey, dude, you like water.
Okay, so.
Good night. Hi. No. I'm so fucking funny. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Okay, Sean. Go ahead.
Let's go back to games. Brian, you got to fix this stuff. I don't know what to tell you. let's go back to gaming.
Yeah,
I love games.
Fuck Star Wars. Can we get over Star? Listen.
I want a new IP.
Savor this, because that's it. This fucks with the camera every time I do it.
I like it. It's cool, though.
Who
it's
am
cool.
I? Throwing anyway, piss in sorry. The screen.
Okay, guys, Death Stranding came out. Let's talk about it.
All right.
The definitive review. And when I say definitive, I mean it.
Yeah, this is
God's
word.
The only opinion
word.
That matters. I've been playing it a lot. Well, who's played it? Sean, you haven't played it.
I've not played it.
I've been playing a lot, deep into Chapter 3.
I've watched people play it.
You've watched people play it. Okay. So I don't know what you think about it. I might be catching up to where you're at now.
What do you think I think about it?
Hates it.
I think
money's worth. Got it. Love it.
I think it's a
shitty.
Video game. You buy it, you put it in the PS4, you turn it on, and it's great. You have fun. You get your money's
you
worth,
off
and you walk away.
And you pop it in. And it's a good time.
It's meant to be enjoyed.
It's one of those quick pickups. You know, you pay for 5 minutes, walk away.
That is what I would
That's
say.
That's it. I like it.
No, that no. I feel like having spent now. I've spent like a good amount of time.
Sure.
With it.
You're getting into it.
I love it. I love it. It is Kojima at his biggest, at his most high concept. And I think if you are really in on the bigger concept, this is going to nourish you and fulfill everything you wanted. In terms of, it's a big Kojima-written world where it's, you know what I mean? Everything is written that way and has that kind of lore and that kind of texture to it that only Kojima knows how to do. You know? Somebody said it in the chat, Kojima's got the high eye, not the low eye.
He takes the high eye.
We'll talk about Matthew McConaughey in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, and so you're exploring a world that he created. World building is incredible, as only Kojima can do. But what the backbone of the game is this big concept, and that concept being we have to break out of this cycle of destruction and negativity.
Oh shit!
What is and on a big concept? What is that?
You're fucked,
every
Steve.
Fucking game. Every game is shooting someone, killing someone. Everything on the news is keep this person out, fight this person. Do This game is the ultimate statement of, we're not going to do this. We're not going to give in to that. We are going to help each other. We're going to build bridges. We're going to hand each other ropes to help them up. We're going to put ladders up there. The whole game, you're delivering stuff. You're bringing stuff to other people. But it's not just that. It's...
How can I make it easy for someone else?
If I leave this ladder over this, you know, I need this ladder, but if I leave it here, I bet it'll help someone across this river.
Yes. I'm going to use a game for me. Sorry.
Oh, you greedy fuck.
And, you know, and then later you're playing the game and, hey, by the way, someone used that ladder. That helped someone. It'll let you know in the corner.
That's nice.
You get a like.
It's all online connected. It's not an online game. But it's all about helping and encouraging people. There, people left out of the base that I leave. There were people just leaving. There were notes left by other people online
that were
just, go get them. You got this. And you can leave likes. And I go, yeah, I like that. Thank you.
It also increases your, it does something too.
Yeah.
It increases your stamina.
Yeah.
This is nice.
You know the signs that you can leave? When you start the game, it says, do you want to hide spoiler signs? But I'm wondering, like, what can you even spoil through?
I think
system?
What it is it's kind of like, you know,
there's rain up ahead.
Yeah, maybe
BT's
if in this one
ahead.
Area a billion people put like a scary mask
watch
or something.
Out.
Maybe that's like, oh, there's a boss or something. Okay. I don't know. Now I haven't played enough to really know.
It's good that you can hide them though, I guess. If you, like,
yeah,
an option.
But you know what I mean. And so, what is the gameplay? Okay, a lot of walking and bringing shit to people.
Item
there's
management.
There's some people that can only see games as, who do I beat? Who do I kill? What do I conquer? If that is the path you're on, and I'm not even judging.
No.
I can totally see people looking at this and going, yeah, this is boring. And I don't think that's a crazy assessment.
There's
but
not.
If you can tap into that bigger concept, you'll love it. And if you're not interested in this hokum pokum bullshit, then ignore it.
Now, here's the thing. It's like, I am all for positivity, legitimately. But it does seem like, I don't have time for this. And that's what I'm kind of, you know, like, it seems like, oh, I'm just delivering packages. Like, I don't.
You don't have time for positivity?
It's at its like, skeleton, it is delivering packages.
Right.
Yes.
But
there's so much more in how you make it easy for yourself to deliver packages.
Yeah.
And how your brain starts thinking, like, well, I can pick up all this shit and make a giant run because I stole this guy's truck. And I can fill up the back of it and take it to this place.
Yeah.
And then I'll also bring everything with me because I'm going to the next city down the road too. And like, I don't know. I'm having fun laying out my plan.
Again, I'm on board with this. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, talk to you. I want you to sell me on it.
Basically. Yeah, sure.
But it seems relaxing. Now, that can't be correct because I've seen things that are not relaxing.
Well, then you start to go into territory where these things called BTs, which are like fucking ghosts from the world of the dead, like, that have bled over, whatever.
It gets real scary.
And those parts are intense.
Alarms are going on.
And the whole time you're going, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, God, it didn't hear me. It hear me. It hear me. Oh, the baby is fucking crying. Please shut the fuck up.
That's all I want.
Some of it is relaxing and some of it is not.
But, you know, I've gotten confident where at first it's like, oh, my God, I'm so careful around enemies and staying away and this and that. And then I'm like, let me experiment and see how some of these weapons they're giving me work.
Yeah.
Let me see how some of this gameplay they're trying to, like, force on me. Because they keep giving you, like, hey, here's some new items. Here's some new stuff you can develop.
You can't really die, though, in that game. Really.
True.
Not really.
There is that where it's like, I feel calm. Anytime I sit down to take a rest, it's a quick save. I'll do that right before I go do some experimenting thing. And then I got real confident in fighting people.
Yeah.
And I tried to even, like you were talking about the violence and stuff that isn't really there. Mm. I tried to kill a guy. You can outright, like, knock dudes out.
Yeah.
But you cannot kill someone.
No, you can't.
Oh.
You cannot kill them.
Yeah.
Like, even if I ran him over with a car about 20 times.
This game, Metal Gear always had a message of anti-weapon, anti-whatever.
Right.
But this just takes that notion further. Like, you know, in Metal Gear, you still could. I mean, you could do some fucked up stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
But this game takes it further and is like, look, we can't afford to be like this.
Oh, wow.
And I hear that message and it's like fucking medicine to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a sea of games that are all like that, it means a lot to me. Some people, though, just won't care about that. And truthfully, yeah, the gameplay, it's a lot of delivery. It's a lot of whatever. I totally get that not being someone's cup of tea. You know, there's some games I play where I'm like, how are people not loving this.
Right. Yeah.
This is not one of those games. I get it, but for me, speaking my language.
Uh-huh. I think so you like that you can't die because, you know.
I like that, too. You're not the best at games. That sells me. Yeah. Someone in the chat said it's like 90% therapeutic and 10% horror game, and that sounds good to me.
That is really accurate.
Really, really accurate.
90% of it is like, good. I feel good. And then, 10%.
That's fun. That's cool.
Fuck, turn this off. Fuck.
Cool.
All right. It being like...
That's pretty good.
I think it sold me. I'm going
to
get it.
It being connected online is really cool because I will come to a new land and realize, like, people would really use a bridge if I put it out here. That's my mission right now. I'm going to head back to this place, get some materials here, go pick up some thing to make a bridge here. And I'm having fun trying to curate the landscape in a way that I think would help other people who are playing online get from point A to point B too.
I was just going to say, though, the only thing that's... I felt like with Phantom, the DNA of Phantom Pain is still in here.
It is.
The controls feel like that. And also, like, when you're chilling in your base and there's all the menu options, it's like, oh, that's, checking your iDroid, basically. It all feels like that. The open worldness, it feels like, hey, I got a chance to kind of do Phantom Pain again, maybe with a few less limits.
Right.
So I'm going to try that one more time. So I'm kind of hoping Kojima's next game isn't open world, but I'm enjoying this fresh new take on it.
How do you think this world is going to look in like a year? Because like it's constantly being built upon by players.
Yeah, true.
So in a year it could be like...
Wait. I'm sorry. It's the same world that you are...
You're building
it's online?
It seems like there's multiple servers because I'm not seeing any of my friends' usernames show up when I see ladders and ropes.
But everyone is in this world. And so
you don't see them.
So you don't see the stuff they leave.
So when you're building a bridge, you mean you're legit? I mean, not like it's not AI using this bridge. It's like other people
So I went into a base once, Sean, and I chilled in my room. And when I came out, the body of water nearby had a full metal bridge built over it. And when you go over, there's actually a username above it. Like, oh, so and so finally put in the materials to build this, and now it's easier to cross.
Yeah,
you help each other.
That's not okay.
And you start thinking like,
you got me.
I'll get a bunch of likes if I put a bridge here because I bet other people. I've had to cross this body of water like 10 times. I bet if I put a bridge, everyone else will use that as well. And like, you start thinking that.
So I personally, I was just gonna say real quick. I do think Death Stranding was the wrong name because everyone who hears it thinks this is like a dark or negative game. It should have been called, quote me on this, Kindness Take Part.
can you make buildings in that game?
No, you know? It's real freaky. Buildings only really like show up when the shit is hitting the fan and the BTs are like pulling you into the goo dimension. Old world stuff starts like old cars and buildings with like air conditioners on the top of them. Like cityscapes start forming when you really get into a fight with one of those ghost things.
I was wondering if like, you know, in a year's time, would the cities be built or something like that? But I guess not.
Like it takes place so far in the future, the cities have all gone away. And they only come back when this dead world starts rising out of the ground.
You can build structures, though. Like, you accumulate more materials to, like, oh, I'm going to build a watchtower here and a little, you know, things like that. But
it's like
you don't have, like, a house.
Utilities you can build. Like, postal boxes, bridges. I got a generator.
Not that deep, sorry.
These guys talk shit on Phantom Pain too, and that was fucking amazing. So I'm not.
Who's talking shit?
No, it doesn't matter.
when the game opens up, and I don't want to spoil anything story wise, but I will just say like when the game starts opening up, the gameplay isn't just walking because it opens up to vehicles and other methods of delivering things, and that's really where like you want like generators to charge the batteries of your vehicles. So you set those along the way. There's like so many elements that they slowly start bringing in as the story starts slowly unfolding.
Yeah.
Although even into chapter 3, I still really do not know what's going on in the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's the perfect Lost style writing where they answer a question and then you have like five more.
Yeah. And I think that's been really cool because as I've been going, I've been getting little pieces of it.
Right.
I love world building shit. So like, yeah, it's feeding me on that. I love that.
The only negative thing I can say, whereas the Phantom Pain had the tapes that you could listen to, the fully voice acted, like deep lore of the story.
Yeah.
This is all done in emails and that's you have to read it all.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I wish I could just play that while I was running around.
Right.
There needs to be more options for running. Yeah, because somebody was saying there isn't a music player either, and I'm like,
yeah, I thought that was a big thing, but it's only in your room.
How did they miss this? Yeah. I would knock that too.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, Brian, how do you?
But that's only there if you want to know more about this deep lore. It's not like, ooh, you didn't read that? Well, you're fucked.
Well, good thing I got you two, because I'll ask you.
I heard that they contain like a good amount of lore, though.
Yeah.
They do. Oh, yeah. Even in the tips section, it really teaches you a lot of little stuff. Like, there's just a melee kind of fight button, but then I found out, like, you can do combos, and then it's not just the square. You can hit the triangle and do these kicks. Yeah, there's way more the game doesn't really just show you up front that you can learn through tips and through emails and shit.
But yeah, anyway, so I'm loving it so far where I'm at.
Same here.
That's where I'm at with it.
I'm looking forward to playing it when I get
home. I'm right now in the middle of Luigi's Mansion 3 and now this new Star Wars game and now this. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I'm going to drop a bomb on the whole thing.
Say it ain't so.
By next podcast, I will have played Shenmue 3.
Yes. Well, that's coming out too?
Dude. That's this week.
Dude, it's too much good stuff.
Fuck.
Driving forklifts again.
See, and now I'm glad. Aren't you glad? I know a lot of people were looking forward to the new Doom, but they made the right choice moving.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
They delayed it till like
March
or
whatever.
Yeah, there's
like a new Pokemon.
Because March is going to be empty.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Damn, this is crazy.
Yeah, that new Pokemon came out. I didn't.
No. Anyways.
Brian's not playing the new Pokemon. You're just playing Death Stranding, right?
I'm playing Death Stranding and Luigi 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I should mention that, too. Yeah, obviously, Death Stranding was the thing we want to talk about, but Luigi's Mansion 3 is great.
Super fun.
Not a shock.
You know, I still am not great at facing the way I want to face, and like aiming. That has not been easy for me. It's not as natural as I would have liked. Maybe it was just me, but like, trying to get that fucking ball to go in my vacuum is like,
You gotta get good.
I gotta get good. I don't know if there's anything else we want to talk about. We saw the Aquabats last night.
Yeah.
Really quick. Super fun show. The band People Mover opened for them.
Yes.
Buckle got a shirt.
I got the shirt. Yeah.
Dude, I never heard of them before. Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a funny bit of these guys wearing these crazy monster costumes. And
yeah, they look like Sasquatches.
Saying that they're not people, but they have a human playing with them who's like the bass player, who's like their captive, whatever. But the music was like fucking, it rocked. It was like, it was awesome.
Yeah, they were like, comparing to Black Sabbath?
It was kinda very like heavy, Black Sabbath kinda. Heavy.
Really?
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Opening for the Aquabats. Sure.
Yes.
Wow.
And apparently this band is much more explicit normally, but they toned it down
for the kids.
Lyrics-wise for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a, like, in their little, like, video they had behind them at one point, it said, suck it on it. And I was like, well, that's on Aquabats. That was the most on Aquabats it was.
Yeah.
But that was okay. Kids. They survived.
Kids know, you know.
I took my four kids to the show, which is their first time seeing the Aquabats.
It's a lot of kids to wrangle.
It was
a lot.
My brother was with me.
Yeah.
And it was late.
You didn't lose any of them?
No, I have all four with me.
Okay, still. Good.
But damn, my shoulders are very sore. But there was a moment, and again, not to get mushy or whatever, but Sawyer was on my brother's shoulders, and then the Aquabats walked on stage. And Sharkfire started playing, and her face was so fucking excited. Dude, I'm like getting like, fuck.
Because she knows that song.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Not today.
Cue the sad music.
Dude, don't fuck off. Whoa. Brian, I don't know what's happening to me.
Brian, play the piano music.
But she was so excited, and her smile was like,
yeah.
She was just like, and it was, dude, it was awesome. So it was so cool taking my kids. Think of the Aquabats for letting us come, but awesome.
I'll add another mushy. No, it's okay.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
No, it's good.
He meant to hit the no button. And that's what it is.
Keep it on him. I want to hear.
No, but mushy for me too. Just getting there. I mean, it was cool. Like you had all your kids there.
Yeah,
and that was actually more annoying than anything. But
totally.
When I got there, like I've been an Aquabats fan since I was a fucking kid.
Yeah.
And I roll up to the show, and the whole front of the line is all Mega 64 sweatshirts and the Japanese hat that we did.
Oh, dope.
It's all our gear. And I'm like, dude, what the – this is – fucking... again, the past 2 days I've had these thoughts, and I've just been like, what the hell, man? And I even texted Mariel at the time. I'm like, everyone in line is wearing your jackets! They're wearing your jackets! And she just texted me back like, cool. Like, she's like, what is this? And I'm like, no, but I don't know. I just...
Yeah,
I don't know. Every now and then that hits me, and it just, I don't know, that meant a lot to me. Cool. So that was really, really cool.
So, you know, basically, let's just end this by saying...
No, let's not end. I got a lot of movies to review.
It's okay. I'm not going to be mushy.
Oh, fuck you, too. Jesus Christ. I mean, okay.
Dude, I said 3-hour podcast, and
it seems like, sound
like I was joking, did it?
You mean it. No?
I saw The Irishman. Now, that's a long movie, so the review, how long is that going to take? You know, because you scale
I'm
it
to
how, yeah. No. No, it's not a big deal. I don't need to go off on that. I caught up on like 8 million movies while I was gone.
We saw Parasite.
Yeah, so I wanted to see all the movies that everyone was recommending to me.
Sure.
The whole time during game days and stuff, and before that. I was really busy leading up to game days, couldn't see any of them. So I saw, one day I saw The Lighthouse, another day I saw Parasite, and another day I saw The Irishman.
Damn.
The upcoming 3.5-hour Martin Scorsese gangster
right
epic.
Up Garrett's alley.
Yeah, I like that kind of length.
Gary, you would have loved it because the ticket wasn't that much. 3.5 hours. I mean, I had bed sores when that thing
oh,
was
oh, hell yeah.
It was awesome.
I might want to do a Dr. Sleep double feature with that.
The Lighthouse was a fucking miss for me. That was not for me.
Really?
Yeah, I was so excited to see all these movies, and then after that, I was in a fucking stupor. Did not like that one. That was a nice try from me. I was halfway through it just like, this is the rest of the movie, isn't it? So that's my review of that. Parasite, I don't know if that was my favorite movie of the year, but it might be like my second.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I really enjoyed
it. I really loved
it. I mean,
but,
I had no idea. I knew nothing about the movie. I didn't even know it was Korean until we were there at like 10:30 at night. And I wish I'd known it was going to have subtitles because trying to read them at 10:30 at night is kind of difficult. But the movie's great.
I didn't know anything about it, but I knew like the director and it's a Korean film, whatever. He knew even less. So when we got there, it was just like, oh, this is all going to be subtitled. Okay, yeah. But yeah, I knew nothing going in terms of like what it was about, and I loved it. And the less you know, the better.
Okay.
But it was a great, great movie. I wonder if it'll get like nominated for shit. I don't know. It might get looked over.
I thought it was very funny. I just didn't like the ending.
Yeah, I could see that. A lot of people felt that way. I liked it, but I see what you're saying. Anyway, that was great. And then The Irishman, I knew it was coming to Netflix. But I was like, you know what? This is probably the last time all these actors are... I mean, we're talking Joe Pesci...
Whoa.
Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. I mean, like all these
forget about
all
it.
These guys in the same movie. I'm like, this is probably gonna not happen again. I'm gonna barge it, see it in the theater.
Hey, that's like when we saw Free Solo. It's like we're gonna be able to see this really soon,
exactly,
on a TV. But let's see it in the let's do it right.
Yeah,
if you're gonna do it, so good on you.
Yeah, and so it's like, you know what? Yeah, it's this experience is gonna push 4 hours. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go.
Wow.
And every actor you can think of from the fucking Sopranos.
Oh.
Or almost, I want to say, except Steve Buscemi, everyone from Boardwalk Empire is in this movie.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Because Scorsese produced that.
Yeah.
So he just said, hey, everyone come over.
Where is Steve?
Steve's too busy, I guess. Whatever.
Where's that Stevie B?
But.
Oh, wow.
But no studio wanted to make it because it was like, he wanted like $160 million. It's not that big of a movie. It's not that grandiose of a movie. But they're de-aged through hours of it.
Oh, no.
So for like an hour of the movie is young De Niro.
Oh, really?
And you know, Marvel has done this where it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And all these other things. But for 5 minutes. This is... like an hour and a half of the movie is young De Niro.
No.
Whatever.
It's like Gemini Man.
It's fantastic.
Gemini Man. It works?
No. Gemini Man, the difference is Gemini Man made just a CGI guy.
Yeah.
And it looks like shit. This the actors did it. They just de-aged
They just
it.
De-aged them.
And
it works?
And they've gotten good at it. Yeah, it just costs so much to do it for that long.
Holy shit.
You know, there's times where Joe Pesci would talk and it was like, oh, you know what? You're old enough that this is maybe not working as well, but... Robert De Niro, I forgot, you know, minutes into it, it was just like, I couldn't even, remember. But wow. I thought it was great. Well, right. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it spoke to all the bullshit that I like. So whatever, but I really liked it.
Eventually, we're just going to have CGI actors when all of them die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We don't have to fuck around with new stuff.
Yeah.
No new actors.
No.
Yeah, just Tom
Hanks.
We already
did it. We did it. You find me a new Tom Hanks. I fucking
exactly.
dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you.
It was Colin great. Hanks. Couple next to me talking full volume.
Fuck.
When the movie started.
You
and
shush
I
him?
Thought for a second, I was like, I bet. Luke, your brother has logic on certain things sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how many people Apple pays to be in their stores to make them look more popular.
God,
you know, that kind of stuff.
Fuck, yeah.
I had that thought during the movie. I was like, I wonder if Netflix planned these people to make it a more appealing
option to
the movie theater.
Conspiracy theory.
No, but they were talking full volume, had to shush them. And then I start hearing murmurs of, fuck you, hey, fuck you, fuck you. And then the girl, yeah, and I'm like, oh, God, what is this going to turn into?
Them.
I didn't want this to turn into anything. And then I hear the guy stand up, and I'm going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And he stumbled so bad. He was totally drunk. And the girlfriend was like, come on, let's get... And they left and didn't come back. So that worked out great.
Ah, interesting.
But for a minute, that sucked. But anyway.
That was
a good shush.
The Dragon Ball Super movie, I almost got into a fight.
Really? Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah, because...
such a violent film.
Two guys were talking throughout the entire thing.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, why?
Every anime screening is that. Yeah.
Anime screenings are the worst. I've learned to just not bother anymore.
Yeah, why is that?
They don't have manners.
They haven't learned what to go outside or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I like anime. I still go outside and
you
I
have
don't
manners.
Talk during
just,
a movie.
Just be curious. Quiet. Courteous.
There are a lot of times I'm watching something with a certain child of mine who will talk, and then they'll miss something that happened. And they're like, well, what happened? Like, they told you, but you were talking, asking me what's going on, and they told you, and you missed it.
Should have canceled them.
Oh.
I'm trying to
these
get
kids.
You're trying
see,
to raise them right.
You're trying to raise them right and teach them, like, that's why you got to be quiet when a movie's
well,
on.
Well, you learn them with cancel
I'm teaching
culture.
You.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you now, and you're going to be confused because this is your punishment.
You should dox those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
I'm down.
You know, public shame them.
Yeah.
Scare them. Tell them you'll stick them in a little embryo bottle like that. Are they too big to get into a cryostasis?
This is a bit. So right. No, they're not.
Anyway, I think that's it. I mean, I had to write down all that. There was so much shit to talk about.
Did we get it all?
But
Mr. Bean?
Oh, that was
we'll
that.
We'll
that
we're
gonna, after
hey,
show.
Yeah,
after
we're going to open. If you want to join us for the after show, guys, we put that up on our YouTube archives channel.
Yeah.
We'll open some stuff on from our P.O. box in that.
Yeah.
We had a lot of good stuff.
But yeah, thank you for watching. Hey, you know what I'm going to say? Follow us. On whether it be Twitter or Instagram and I'm not saying Make 64 alone, which you should. I'm assuming you already do. But us personally,
we
have fun.
That.
Rob is posting Disney shit and legitimately, like, it's cool to see the shit he posts. It sounds like being sarcastic again. I swear to God, I'm not.
Yeah, that
I'm making
that.
Videos.
I'm
going to
get mushy.
You're
I'm going to get
videos.
Mushy right now.
I got kids if you're interested in that. I don't know. Maybe. I'm filming cat and dog fights lately, so that's been pretty entertaining.
Strike two.
Ah, shit. But anyways, follow us. We got shit. We're fun to be around.
Follow the Mega 64 Instagram too. Like, I have my own Instagram. We all do, but there's a Mega 64 one. It's Mega 64 official on there, and follow that. And check that
but
out.
I,
we haven't brought
I
that
wanted
up
to
a
get
while.
Mushy though. Can I?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure. Go ahead. Mush out.
I'm leaving tomorrow, and I can't fucking wait.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ.
Good riddance.
Yeah,
safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, go watch Blackadder.
Send him home.
Well,
send him home.
Well, good night, guys.
Enjoy. What's the show about baking over there? The
Great British.
Fucking Duke Paul Hollywood. And
enjoy that.
Mariana Swedish.
Mary Poppins. Fuck.